This is GQDN for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Put in the code QUEST to get 25% off of your purchase. You will be satisfied. I guarantee it. It's good stuff. Really good stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest. Lots of good stuff up there, except for last week where we just went in and out of video. And by stackup.org. Now in today's news, we have a little bit of news of God of War Ragnarok, some Stardew Valley, and we got a PlayStation 5 Pro update. But today we begin with IGN, and one of the YouTubers did say the Pokemon company is going after them. And, well, that is indeed happening. In fact, they're going after NoahJ456, which right now has 5.21 million subscribers up on YouTube. And NoahJ did get up on Twitter and said, quote, "Warning to all content creators. If your videos feature any sort of modded Pokemon content, I would delete/unlist it ASAP. Just got a manual strike for a video made 7 years ago featuring Pokemon modded into Call of Duty Zombies. Two more strikes and my channel gets deleted." And he did post the link up to the YouTube, or did post a statement from YouTube, which that said, quote, "Hi Noah J456. We received a copyright removal request for your video based on applicable copyright law. We removed your video from YouTube. Video title, New Pokemon Zombies. Video URL, content use, Pikachu, Gengar, Meowth, Mewtwo. Content found in entire video. Removal request issued by the Pokemon Company International, Incorporated. This means your video can no longer be viewed on YouTube. You now have one copyright strike. If you get multiple copyright strikes, we'll have to terminate your channel to prevent that from happening. To prevent that from happening, please don't upload videos containing copyrighted content that you aren't allowed to use." Now, there are some comparisons between Power World and Pokemon still, and we know that. We shall see what happens with all of this as this story still goes forward. But let's just get to some good stuff. Via Rock Paper Shotgun and .esports. Because Overwatch 2 Season 10 will unlock all the current heroes and will make the future editions free. So Overwatch did get up on YouTube and give their developer update. And they did say that Season 10 will arrive on April 16th and they will be getting rid of the barriers with the hero unlocks. New players will only have to complete the first time tutorial after the original roster is unlocked. That is when the Overwatch 2 heroes will all become available. And Venture, which was announced at BlizzCon 2023, will be unlocked for everyone when Season 10 does drop, along with the future heroes. Now, if you splurge to get those unlocks, you might be annoyed by that. But people who don't, well, according to .esports, they were very happy. Because .esports is thinking that this could get people to play Overwatch 2 again. Because people did get up on Reddit. Oh boy, yeah, that one. And some of the Redditors, like Shiny Amber and Jims98, said that this change was overdue, quote, or end quote. Even some players like Fearless Janes are still disappointed with the game as a whole. But they also said that it's a, quote, very, very good change, end quote. And players like Shazam Forever and Athena's Chosen now thinks that they can give Overwatch 2 a shot. And some people like Linky Apple 4001 and The Truso, sorry if I screwed that one up, those two thought that this is a result of Bobby Kotick's departure from Activision. But some people thought that this was too little too late. Worked in Seething, they call the free heroes a, quote, blatantly desperate move in attempt to retain whatever little player base it has left. V8 Dark Shadow said, quote, they're putting a band-aid on someone who's had their arm amputated, and said arm has been amputated and bleeding out for a year and a half, end quote. So, most of the people are happy with that change. But people are talking to Overwatch 2 for a change for one of the DPS heroes. Once again, Dot Esports has this. And they're talking about Symmetra in Overwatch 2. Now, according to Overbuff, Symmetra is one of the least plays damage heroes that across all modes on PC over the past 30 days. And the fifth least plays on console over that same time period. And a lot of the people are not happy about her current state. Once again, that's a subreddit. In fact, one of the players did say, quote, Sombra has received two reworks in Overwatch 2, while Symmetra is left with really strange turret changes and an underwhelming kit that is a mesh between being support and damage hero. It really bothers me that Blizzard continues to refuse to address this hero and make a larger scope changes. She needs to rework in the same vein as Sombra, which makes her less annoying to deal with, provides less utility, but more reliable damage. So will they put a change to Symmetra? We shall see. Now, PC Gamer did say that the Larian CEO, Sven Vicky, sorry if I screwed that up, and I probably did, was talking about Baldur's Gate 3 and their influence on Ultima 7, but he did say that he didn't play the game. So, what did influence the game with him? Well, he was talking with PC Gamer at the GDC, and he said that he loathes the return to the classics like Ultima 7. Quote, because I played old games before that I thought I was still going to love. I won't do it again, because I'm pretty sure it will have not aged very well. For the quote, I don't want to destroy that feeling. My memory of it is very fond. But he did confess that, quote, it had S combat system. It was really bad. Yes, he swore there. But he was thinking about the best parts of Ultima 7 because, quote, it had such good sense of exploration and a sense of wealth and freedom, and that's the bit I've been chasing ever since. It was so great in that sense. You could fly, you could make your own air balloon, you could make a raft. There's a whole bunch of things that for a long time you couldn't see the other games all put together in there. To my mind, it's still an incredible achievement from a developer point of view. But he did say, because of those memories, quote, I don't play it again because I don't want to spoil the memory. So PC Gamers at GDC. But was PlayStation there as well? PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that the PlayStation 5 Pro could upscale the existing games to 4K with an upcoming patch to it. So, we know that the PlayStation 5 Pro is coming, just a matter of when. But what the current thinking with PlayStation Lifestyle is that you could upscale the 1080p games to 4K resolution. And they're quoting the people at Digital Foundry, who did help them with the recent spec leaks. The technique that they will use would be backwards compatible with the existing PlayStation games, that is provided that they receive a patch to enable the upscaling. So they did share a report that the PlayStation 5 Pro will come with Sony's own upscaling solution, which is the PSSR. And that tech is supposed to be a game changer, not just for the PlayStation 5 Pro, but also for PlayStation 6. Because Sony wants to get a 4K 120fps and an 8K 60fps PSSR. Now the PlayStation 5 Pro might not be able to achieve the 8K due to its limitations, but it might upscale the current games to 4K. We shall see. Oh, if you've got a phone, and let's say you got PlayStation app to it, or you got Xbox Game Pass on it, Backbone, according to GameSpot, will have the second generation controllers out, I believe, right now. I'm not sure. But they did write up an article about the Backbone 1. And as we know, Backbone is one of the leading mobile video game controllers, especially if you have an Xbox Game Pass or the PlayStation app for your phone. So now with the new one, well, the new model will support many of the phone cases, along with improved ergonomic design. And that did enhance the phone stability, and that's all thanks to the magnetic adapters for the second generation. Now there's also a reshaped D-pad, so if you need a little more precision, you could do that on the go for your gaming. Now Amazon does have, and Best Buy does have, these models in both black and white for the Lightning hookups and the USB-C hookups. And they're for about $100, no matter which one you go for. And they do come in the different stylings. So go get your backbone. Go get your backbone. Now, if you got a backbone, maybe you can get Stardew Valley on it. Yeah, because PC Gamer did say that it had 150,000 players that come back to Stardew Valley just for the 1.6 update. And this is a new player count on Steam, of which the actual number is 146,159, which means it is currently the seventh most game played that is between Helldivers 2 and GTA 5. And Stardew Valley was at 94,879 back in January 2021. And that was basically when 1.5.4 patch was released. So now 1.6 will have its additions to it, such as really drinkable mayonnaise, some cats with hats, and a new farm system, the Meadowlands. So we'll see what happens there. Now, if you're into Lego, there's a D&D set that's there. Yep. And the Lego set is $360 at the Lego store. Yes, it's based in the UK too. So you can get it in the UK too. And there's some stuff that goes with it. A lot of stuff, like a owlbear, a gelatinous cube, mimic, ooze, dragon cultists, lots of stuff. Lots of stuff. On WCCF Tech, just for last story, come in big, go out bigger. God of War Ragnarok is going to PC next year. Now, there's not an exclusive date to it. It's just the first quarter of 2025. In fact, Slingeth did say on X, Twitter, quote, perhaps a PC version, but not until the first quarter of 2025. If it arrives earlier, it's a gift, but I doubt it. We shall see. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.